We're with Orville Harrison here at the Alpine Library. He's just concluding a presentation on the history of Star Valley, but you talked a lot about the forest area up here around Alpine. Now, where do we start, Orville, and tighten it all up here as we follow up on a great presentation here at the Alpine Library?
Well, thank you. I suppose one of the interesting things about the forest is that there were tie-hackers in here back in 1881 and 1882. They had a camp located at the mouth of the Salt River, cutting timber for use on the Utah Northern Railway in Idaho and Montana.
1880s.
1881 and 1882.
Okay. And they started where, and where did they get those ties out to? Where did they ship them out to?
They put them in the Snake River and floated them down to either Idaho Falls or American Falls.
Oh, my goodness. It's a long route.
There's relatively little information about the tie hacking, but in a more formal sense, the forest history here in the Star Valley area initially involved the Wyoming National Forest. The Salt River Range and the Wyoming Ranges were added to the Yellowstone Forest Reserve Teton Division in 1902.
But in the beginning, you're talking, it was the Wyoming National Forest.
Initially, it was the Yellowstone Forest Reserve.
Oh, okay.
In 1902, which included Salt River and Wyoming Ranges. And the headquarters were in Elk, Wyoming, at someplace north of Jackson. And then it became the Yellowstone National Forest when the responsibility was changed from Interior to Agriculture. And then in 1908, Theodore Roosevelt, split the Teton Division of the Yellowstone National Forest into the Teton National Forest and the Wyoming National Forest. The Wyoming National Forest was headquartered in Afton.
Oh, yes, okay. Well, you spoke as well tonight about the Snake River Canyon, some of the developments there over the years. Much different situation than we have now, as we have the Jackson commute back and forth. You couldn't get through there at one point.
Right. The first people that made an effort were the historians under Wilson Price Hunt, who came over the Wind River Mountains and down the Hoback River, and they had a scouting party that came down the Snake River a ways and determined that it was not navigable, nor could they make it through on horseback. So they went back into Jackson Hole and over Teton Pass.
Okay. What in general might we conclude with here as far as maybe the Alpine area as it relates to the valley, as it relates to the forests? You covered a lot of information tonight. You've written an entire book, History of Star Valley. You've got a lot of your research out there. What might be something interesting we would conclude with here tonight? Orville Harrison, historian, talking at the Alpine Library.
Well, I think one of the most interesting things about Alpine is that it was not surveyed by the federal government for 23 years after the rest of Star Valley. The Upper Valley, and even including Etna, was surveyed by the federal government in 1889, and that allowed people to homestead 160 acres. But Alpine was not surveyed until 1912.
Yeah, and now here we are, 2019, perhaps the fastest growing area in the state of Wyoming, right?
In fact, I was pondering just the other day, after looking at Alpine and the airport and all the nice homes over there, that someday this place would likely be bigger than Afton.
Oh, no doubt. It's a lot happening in Alpine all the time. Well, Orville, thank you for joining us here on SVI. Thanks for coming to Alpine doing your presentation.
Thank you.
Orville Harrison.